Ladies and gentlemen, today's announcement celebrates the beginning of an expanded partnership between the Texas A&M University System and Blinn College. Through collaboration and a commitment to student achievement, Blinn College and the Texas A&M University System will offer new opportunities for hands-on learning while expanding access to affordable higher education. As the state's leading industries seeks graduates with higher level critical thinking skills and higher level problem solving skills, it is up to colleges and universities to rise to the challenge, creating solutions that work not only for our own institutions, but fuel the Texas workforce and exceed the expectations of our students of today. Just as the Rellis campus empowers Blinn College to expand its partnerships with the Texas A&M system, it also allows us to expand our partnerships with the Texas A&M Engineering Experiment Station and the Texas A&M Engineering Extension Service. Today's announcement will establish new opportunities for students to work alongside the nation's leading research organizations and development companies, creating an unparalleled environment for personal growth and academic enrichment and achievement. Blinn College is excited to participate in this first-of-its-kind educational community, which combines a major university system with a community college at a single campus location. The vision for the Rellis campus represents the future of Texas higher education, one in which universities and community colleges and private industries together can collaborate in the name of innovation and student success. At this time, I would like to introduce Vice Chancellor Billy Hamilton.
Thank you, Dr. Hensley. On behalf of the Texas A&M University System, I'd like to thank Blinn for its willingness to work with us on the new Rellis campus. I think, as some of you know, Rellis is a 2,000-acre portion of territory west of the main campus. And the Chancellor, John Sharp, has had the idea for some time that we should take this old site of the Bryan Air Force Base and turn it into something unique and special that would address the three parts of the university land-grant university mission, which is training, education, and service. So we are developing portions of it that will do research and industry partnerships and testing, and we'll have a facility that's beginning by September that will deal with infrastructure renewal. We will have a portion that deals with training from the Texas A&M Engineering Extension Service, and sort of the crown jewel of the whole thing is an education area where we wanted to create something new, unique, and forward-looking for the future of the education of the young people of Texas, and that is the area where Blinn is going to be in partnership with us. The Chancellor is always one to say, you know, take a blank piece of paper and tell me what the best, most innovative thinking in the nation is and bring those ideas back to me. And our universities, in partnership with the system and with Blinn, are going to be doing that. And it will be as extraordinary as we are willing to make it. And with such good partners, we think it will be very extraordinary indeed.
What will this mean for the community as a whole with this new partnership?
Well, for Blinn College, it affords us an opportunity to have facilities in a shared location. It will give us access to many more students. Those students, the data show right now, have been exiting Brazos County and going to other locations within the state of Texas and also outside of the state. So this is a way to capture many of those students to make sure that they have access to higher education, which is both affordable and excellent within our local community.
Tell me, how hard was it for you guys to switch gears? You put so much time and planning into the new campus, and now to kind of have a whole new plan.
When you have a good idea and you see something innovative in front of you, you want to grasp that immediately. It was not difficult at all to change gears from the everyday operations of an institution to embrace something that is stellar, wonderful, innovative, forward-thinking, and exciting for all of our students. It was something that was very easy to do.
And what will happen with your Harvey Mitchell property?
The question is, what will happen to the Harvey Mitchell property? Right now, the Board of Trustees has not made any decision on that property. Blinn College owns that piece of property, and we intend to keep it for the foreseeable future. At the appropriate time, we'll discuss its use.
What's the projected timeline for being open on Rose?
We still have to determine that question, but right now we're going along a working timeline of opening for fall 2018. Certainly that could change, but that's our working timeline for right now.
In the trustees meeting just concluded, there weren't any comments from the trustees after about an hour-long executive session. If you could summarize questions and observations from the trustees as they deliberated this.
Thank you. Clearly, I can't share anything that was specifically discussed in executive session, but I think it would be fair to say that the trustees voted all in unanimous vote in favor of stopping construction on that campus at the Harvey Mitchell Parkway, and also voted unanimously to enter into an MOU arrangement with Texas A&M University. I think that their enthusiasm speaks through their vote in a unanimous way.
It's obviously cheaper to go with the Rellis campus. Will that afford y'all more opportunities to use some of those millions towards something else?
Thank you for that question. So, yes, Blinn College did activate about $46.5 million in bond funds, and clearly we will not use all of those funds for the location at the Rellis campus. That will afford us some opportunity to use some of those remaining millions of dollars in other locations.
Mr. Hamilton, you expressed the Chancellor's enthusiasm about Rellis. If you could also communicate what you've heard from members of the Board of Regents about this, what's been described as an innovative idea.
Well, I think, let me start by saying the Board is working on a strategic plan, and one of the key statements in that plan is that the Texas A&M system, and I'm paraphrasing, will provide a pathway for all students who want to attend a Texas A&M system school. Right now, that we strive mightily to make that happen, and that's why the flagship is as large as it is, and we have 10 other regional campuses, but we still don't meet the demand. And we know that there is a tremendous demand for higher education is coming in the future. The coordinating board has made that clear in their strategic planning. And so the board was looking for ideas. And I think the chancellor, President Young from the Maine University, our other presidents brought this idea forward as a way to take this sort of fallow research site that we've had, since the war, World War II, make it into something different and unique. And, what I have found with the board is that they're always looking for innovative ideas that will make our system better. We're happy Blinn can come along, but, our priority is our system, and we believe this is going to be something that's unique in Texas and hopefully unique in the nation. And, again, like I said, it'll be as great as we make it. And they are very supportive. And of course, Chairman Schwartz, who is the chairman of our finance committee, is kind of lineally descended from Blinn, and he's taken quite an interest in this, and as have some of the area legislators who've been very supportive. So we feel very positive.
And how this commitment so early after the chancellor's announcement about Rellis, how does this help propel the system as it continues to recruit both in the private and public sector?
Well, I think, if you just look at the impetus behind the original Rellis development, our idea has always been that if we could use that resource out there to develop large-scale experimental labs, labs that specialize in cybersecurity and robotics and other areas that are the strong suit of the Texas A&M University, that we would attract more industrial partnerships to the Bryan College Station area, specifically to work in tandem with our research scientists. So, you know, that was kind of the original idea, and then we put the different parts together. But, you know, like I said, it dawned on us at some point that if we're going to have all this great research going on out there, if we're going to have a lot of certification and training programs out there, the one piece that we were missing was an educational piece that would help us get to these students who want to attend school in the Texas A&M system and who want to attend school in Brazos College Station. And we'll open that pathway for them with this partnership.